The Savior of the World, Volume 3, Book 4, Poem 54. The Passover was nigh. The Passover was nigh. High spring had come, as when an army marching through a land leaves track of desolation, charred and sear. E'en so another host had passed that way, leaving the land a pulse with life and light. Life made her royal progress, hung her boughs with rosy blossoms, made the waste to bloom, garden of flowers rich painted, odorous, crept, greening through the grasses, flushed bare trees, set birds a-pairing, full of joy and song, and brought all tender young things to the birth. That marvel of the spring had come to pass and left the earth renewed. The dry and sere now burgeoned into life. The hoary earth was born again to gladness. Who can mark the parable of the spring and take no heed, nor wonder at the upward course the sap takes in the barren tree trunk, finds its way to furthest lateral branch and topmost twig, and clothes bare limbs with miracle of leaves? The little life laid up in gem-like egg, or that in bone-dry chrysalis breaks forth. And would men hold them from that fuss of days, affairs so futile, fond, engross their thought, why, they might see life early walk abroad with movement, glow and beauty in her train, hear rhapsody and hymning in the air, for what was dead hath come alive again. But we are staled to wonders, slow of heart, and greet surprises of the spring with eyes long used to things familiar, of small account. The Lord of life, wast not to him to see through all things living their green pulse renewed, or red, or pale, quickening the whole to life? Took he no joy in multicolored veil spread sudden o'er the plains of Galilee, her mountain slopes, her soft ethereal skies? Sure, all the shows of earth were good to him, as some great minster to the architect. In such wise all things praise the hand that made. A deeper joy was Christ's. The world of sense, a-stirring with new life, with beauty pranked, imaged for him, how exquisite a life concealed in chrysalis dry as desert dust. What sudden glory his foreseeing eye perceived break forth from this poor pilgrim, fraught, and that, with dust of wayside lying thick. And his thoughts went out to the six great roads traversed all Galilee, north, south, east, west, for flush of life discernible in crowds thronging the ways? Perchance to them the 12, as arteries, carried life through all the plains, the dry, hard cities, thirsting villages.